You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning artist Macy Gray. Welcome to the show. How you doing, Macy?
What up?
What up with you?
I'm just chilling. You know, I tell everybody the day I met Mario Lopez.
Is that right? What is that day?
That time we were on a flight and you had a little bit of a hangover and you laid down on my shoulder.
That's the best story ever. I'm going to start repeating that now. I've had many a hangover and I've leaned on many a shoulder. So I'm going to start to tell that one. Oh, well, thank you for your shoulder and for your time. Congratulations.
But I didn't know what to make of it. And I kind of looked at you and then you got up. I think you took it the wrong way. I was like, what are you doing? But I didn't mean get off my shoulder, but you got off my shoulder.
All right. Well, so. Just to put a pin in that, if we're on the flight again, odds are I might be hungover. Can I borrow your shoulder again?
Yeah, just go ahead and lay on my shoulder, babe.
Okay, good. Sounds good. Now that we got that out of the way. Nice. Congratulations on the new album. Hey. The Reset. I like the title. What's the significance of the title?
Oh, well, we wrote it in 2020 when all that craziness was going on. And it was like a reset for us. It was like we went in the studio and, you know, it was a time when everybody's emotions were all crazy. And so and we just kind of let it all out in the record. So it was kind of a like new thinking and feelings that people never had before. It was cool.
Right. Yeah. A lot of confusion during that time. You introduced the first single on American Song Contest every night. Is the name of it. Very cool show. What made you want to use that show in particular to promote the song?
They called us up. They somehow heard the song and they were all excited and, you know, and they talked me into it and we went on it. It was fun. It's a fun show.
It is. And it's sort of it's kind of a trip because they got Grammy winning artists like yourself, Michael Bolton, I know Jewel and all that. And yet you're competing against other songwriters who obviously aren't as well known, but it all sort of seems to work. When they pitched it to you, what were your initial thoughts?
I was kind of excited because there's a lot of, you know, like singing contest and then, but this one was more about the song. You know,
right.
So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I that's what's cool for me as well. You gonna be hitting the road this summer?
Yeah, we go to we leave for Europe in about 3 weeks, and then we come back. We do DC, New York, Philly, and then we go back to Europe, and then we'll probably do an all out US tour next year.
Nice. Oh, I bet it's great to be back on the road. Good for you, Macy. I read a story about hanging out with Prince in the dark. How do you break the ice in a situation like that?
Well, it was pretty wild. You know, he came to my show in Toronto, Canada, at the Government. This is pretty cool, proper club. And then after midnight, it turns into a rave.
Right.
And so Me and my band, you know, we did our show, and I thought I would meet him after the show, but I guess he was, I didn't know where he went. So we all got on our bus, and we were all partying on the bus. And then one of his guys came to the bus, and he says, the artist would like to speak with you.
He said, like, the artist.
Yeah, so.
I remember that phase.
So he took me up to this room they had, and it went, but then it was dark. He didn't turn on the lights. He was just sitting there in the dark. And we talked for like 2 hours in the dark.
In the dark? Were you like, yo, why are we in the dark?
No, because it was Prince, you know. I couldn't be questioning Prince. It was Prince.
But no, I'm not. I mean, that's not like a personal question. Just, I got like, why are we chilling in the dark?
I know. I just kind of, you know, I was just kind of so honored. I just sat there.
Right. You know. I would have got mad sleepy. Yeah. In the dark,
can I help you find a lamp?
I would have crashed out or busted a lighter or something. Right there. That's an awesome story. I love me some good Prince stories. Your kids are all grown now, right?
Grown AF.
Wow. What are they into?
My son's into music. He's at Coachella right now. And then my daughter is a graphic artist. And my other daughter is a photographer. So they're all artists, which means they're all broke.
Yeah, they're all creative types. I get it. Well, congratulations on the new music.
Thank you.
Listen to every night on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to music. Macy, thanks for checking in, and I hope to see you in a flight soon.
Yes, I need you guys to download every night. We're trying to get to 1 million downloads.
Okay.
Thanks to Mario Lopez. It's all going to happen because of Mario Lopez.
That's right. All right, honey. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.